Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
I have two questions from Rachel. One's a follow-up on the add-ons question. She says, what about kinesiology? And then she also asks, can you transfer two embryos?
All right. So kinesiology falls into exactly the same category as I was going through. That's no randomized controlled trials ever been done in that. What it may do is make you feel more comfortable with the world, but in terms of actual pregnancy improvement, evidence zero from a scientific perspective. One of the problems that these add-on people don't tell you about is that they're treating patients who are fertile. So when you've been trying for 3 months, you go looking for something to help you get pregnant. If the fallopian tubes are open, the sperm is normal, and you're making an egg every month, the best you're going to get every month is about 15% per cycle. So after 3 months, you're barely getting to 40% chance of a pregnancy. The next month still has that 15%. Now, if you started using kinesiology that month and you got pregnant, you'd blame the kinesiology, and they claim it as a victory. It's bullshit, with all due respect. That would have happened whatever, because we know that by 12 months, 90% of couples who have normal parameters in terms of their infertility investigations will get pregnant without me lifting a finger. So lots of people are being sucked in at far too early to take on all of these add-ons before really letting nature do the work for them.
Prof, we have had...
And the question was, do we put two embryos back? And the answer is, in Australia, less than 5% of cycles have two embryos put back. Why? Twins are not a good thing. When you have a twin pregnancy, you have twice the rate of a baby dying. But probably even more importantly, it increases the risk of cerebral palsy four times if you have a twin pregnancy, which is all related to preterm delivery. When you have two babies in your tummy, the average delivery date is 34, 35 weeks. And that means that half of them are going to deliver at 30 weeks or before. And those babies are the ones that do badly. There's a secondary reason, which is an economic reason, that neonatal intensive care beds are few and far between and are extremely expensive. In the US, there's estimations of billions of dollars being caused by the twins produced by IVF. They're still running at about 10 to 15% double embryo transfers. They were running, even 5 years ago, at 60%. At our worst, Australia was up to 25% 20 years ago. We're now down to around about 2 or 3%. And our twinning rate is less than 3%. We're world leaders in that regard.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website www.theivfjourney.com and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's Rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.